just did a big segment on irrational fears, and we thought we'd bring an old friend of the show into the studio this morning to keep that topic alive. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas and has authored over 6,500 books. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Good morning, Craig.
That's something about his morning coffee.
He's taking a sip of coffee. Good Lord.
You got it all down that time.
So dramatic.
Wonderful.
Well, how are you?
I am doing wonderfully, Craig. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Good, good. It's so interesting that you guys are talking a little bit about this because one of the classes that I'm teaching this semester at UTD is about how to battle the fears that control you.
That's great.
Because we are all controlled by our fears, and the biggest way to gain control of your own life is to gain control of your fears. I've said it 100 times, people. And it's important to understand we all have fears. We all have irrational fears, and that's what we're talking about here. You know, the irrational fears, which are good because they protect you.
They what?
They protect you.
They what?
Protect you! I'm speaking clearly! Listen!
Oh, protect.
Yes, and then there are irrational fears which control you. And that's what we really need to talk about here because, I mean, I have irrational fears.
You do?
Of course I do. Of course. I'm a human being.
Like what?
I'm a human being, sir.
Yes, you are.
I have an irrational fear of being trapped in a room with a naked woman.
Why is that a fear?
Let me finish, sir, who's coming at me with an axe.
Okay, now I see. I see.
So I'm worried that she will come at me and peg me with this axe. Chop right through me. I have an irrational fear of that because how often does that really happen? How often are we trapped in a room with a naked woman who's coming at us with an axe?
Never.
Hardly ever. I have an irrational fear of getting trapped in a marriage with a woman.
Why is
with that? Whom I let me finish,
okay,
sir.
I'm
with
sorry.
Whom I don't get along with.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you want to make
you
sure that
be
you're
happy.
Someone that you get along with, of course.
That makes sense
that
now, yes.
That makes total sense. You know, I once asked Mark Cuban.
Who?
Mark Cuban. He's the owner of the Mavericks.
Mark Cuban, yes.
Yes. I once asked him his greatest fear, and he told me point blank he was afraid he would lose the ability to dance.
Oh, gosh.
That's his greatest fear.
Believable.
Of all the fears that he could have, that was his greatest fear. And I assured him, Merc, I've seen you dance. You ain't never going to lose that ability.
Oh, you like the way he dances. Huh?
And he and I danced all night long.
Didn't know you were that big of a dancer.
I'm a big dancer. You want to see a little bit of it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
look
boy,
at that.
You're so free.
You're quite a dancer.
Yeah, kind of new to dancing now, wasn't I? What are your fears, Greg?
Well, I have a fear that an elevator is
going to get inside you.
I have a fear that an elevator is going to chop me in half and that a plane is going to fly into my house.
Well, then what we need to do is some breathing exercises.
Why?
Let me just
go over there and let him.
This is uncomfortable, Dr. Maxwell.
Okay.
I'm not comfortable.
I want you to take a deep breath. No!
What?
Breathe from your diaphragm. Let me show you where your diaphragm is.
Dr. Maxwell, I'm not comfortable.
You don't have to put your arms around.
Please.
Now just breathe in.
Please.
Breathe in and kind of pitch forward a little bit.
Dr. Maxwell.
Come on, breathe.
Please.
Okay, we can do this
I'll
later.
I'll breathe with you.
Dr. Maxwell.
I'm breathing with you.
Stop it.
What are you doing?
Please let me go.
It doesn't sound like breathing.
All right, that was a good exercise.
No, it wasn't.
Relaxed. You feel more relaxed? I feel more relaxed.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, I brought a few books in with you.
Oh, great.
Some books.
More books. Here we go. You know, I've authored or co-authored or published over 6,500 books.
Yes.
6,500 books.
You've published a lot.
What?
You've published a lot.
Yes, correct. That's what I said. Okay, here's one. This is called How to Get Over an Irrational Fear of Winning in the Postseason by Tony Romo. There
all
it is.
Right.
So he had an
irrational fear that he might
that.
Be successful in the,
that's
in the postseason.
That's, I don't believe that
fear
one.
Of success is a fear that people have, believe it or not.
It'd be paralyzing.
Here's this one. Let's see. This is a nice one here. This has got a lot of pictures in it. It's called Why I Gave Jean the Bravo Eugenia by Jerry Jones, with a foreword by Roosevelt and two people who worked at Hooters.
Okay.
Who worked at Hooters.
They wrote the foreword.
Lots of unfortunate pictures in this one, as you can see. And then this one is an interesting one. This one is by Rick Carlisle.
The Mavs coach.
You know Rick Carlisle?
How do you pronounce
that? Like that.
It's called My Fear of Being Nice to Another Human Being on This Planet.
What a weird
He has
fear.
A hard time with
it's,
that.
They're all for you guys here in
Dr. Maxwell,
right.
Thank you for stopping by. I do have one quick question.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, no
time
ask
for
you.
Questions.
Don't
Get ask
you. Don't.
I just was wondering, are you enjoying the weather?
Ooh. Well, yes, I am, Craig. Thank you very much for asking.
Great. Happy to hear it.
Happy to hear it. Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right.
Bye. Okay. Bye. There you go. Bye. Dr. Carlton Maxwell. It was weird. He said that after the door shut.